साउन सिंह महाराज, कृपाल सिंह महाराज, सतगुरु अजय सिंह दे चरणा कमलों ते कोटन कोटनवार नमस्कार है।
मिलियंस ऑफ सैल्यूटेशंस ऑन द लोटस फीट ऑफ सावन सिंह महाराज, कृपाल सिंह महाराज एंड सतगुरु अजय सिंह।
मिलियंस दे रेवरेंसियास अंटे लोस पीस दे लोटो दे सावन सिंह महाराज, कृपाल सिंह महाराज ई दे सतगुरु अजय सिंह।
संत बाणी चों शब्द लिया है संत सतगुरु अजय सिंह दा लिखा होया। अजय सिंह महाराज जी कहते हैं, सतगुरु जी बख्श लियो दर तेरे ते जिंदे आई निमाणी।
ए हिम रिटन बाय मास्टर संत अजय सिंह हैज बीन टेकन फ्रॉम सेइंग्स ऑफ सेंट्स।
Se les presenta un himno escrito por Santa Jaip Singh Ji y extraído del libro Cantos de los Maestros.
In this hymn, the master says, Master, please forgive. The honorless soul has come to your door.
En él se dice, Maestro, por favor perdona. Esta alma deshonrada ha venido ante tu puerta.
O kul malak, karan karan prabhu nu deya aayi, aur insaan da janam tar ke.
The all owner, all doer, God Almighty had mercy on the souls and then he came in the human form to liberate us.
El dueño de todo, hacedor de todo, Dios omnipotente, tuvo misericordia de las almas y vino a estar entre nosotros.
Kyunki aur rab banda ban ke aaya si.
That God Almighty had come in the human form.
Ese Dios omnipotente tomó la forma humana.
आके जग जगाया।
He came and awakened the world.
El vino y despertó al mundo entero.
ओ नाम देता नाम जपाया।
He initiated and made the dear ones do the devotion, do the simran.
El dio la iniciación e hizo que los amados hicieran la devoción y repitieran el simran.
आज आपां उसे दी याद मना रहे हैं।
Today we are all sitting in his remembrance.
Hoy estamos todos aquí en su dulce remembranza.
To jad atma pukar kardi hai us prabhu parmatma nu to prabhu parmatma apne bete nu bhejda hai.
When the souls call for the God Almighty, he sends his dear son.
Cuando las almas le imploran a Dios, él envía a su hijo amado.
क्योंकि जब जीव सतगुरु के दर ते आ जाता है, महाराज जी भी कहते हैं कि हे प्रभु परमात्मा, ये बख्शन वास्ते ही आया है, तू इस नु बख्श।
When the jivas come to the door of the God Almighty or the masters, then the masters say that God Almighty, he has come to get forgiven. Please forgive him.
Cuando las almas vienen ante la puerta de Dios Todopoderoso, del Maestro, entonces Él le dice a Dios Omnipotente, estas almas han venido ante tu puerta, por favor, perdónalas.
Tu Maharaj ji bhi kende hunde si ki guru tu bina naam ne milda, naam tu bina mukti nahi, guru da dhyan jo hai o parmatma vich hai, sevakan da bhi dhyan o parmatma vich launda hai.
Sant ji used to say, You cannot be initiated without the master, and you cannot be liberated without the initiation.
Sanji solía decirnos, no podrán ser iniciados sin un maestro, y sin la iniciación no podrán ser liberados.
The master's attention is all the time the God, and he makes the disciples also contemplate him.
La atención del maestro está continuamente en Dios, y él hace que los discípulos también piensen en Dios.
गुरु बाणी दा फरमान है कि जद जीव बख्शा जांदा है और नाम मिल जांदा है, पिछले पाप सारे खत्म हो जांदे है।
इट कम्स इन गुरु बाणी दैट व्हेन अ जीवा इज फॉरगिवन एट द टाइम ऑफ इनिशिएशन ऑल हिज प्रीवियस सिंस आर फॉरगिवन।
Se dice en el Gurbani que cuando un alma es perdonada en el momento de la iniciación, entonces todos los pecados previamente cometidos son perdonados.
Gurbani da farman hai ki sade pede khote jo janam janam de paap kare hunde hai to duniya de vich je koi paap lehn wala hai to guru hi hai.
It comes in Gurbani that it's only a master who can take all our bad sins, good and bad deeds that we have done. The results of that can be forgiven only by the master.
En el Gurbani también se dice que es solo un maestro perfecto el que puede tomar todas nuestras acciones malas y buenas y perdonarlas.
Jise tarah Sejobai bhi kehndi hai ki Guru Govind dono khade kiske lagu paave Balihari Guru aapne diyo Govind milaye.
Sejobai says, if the master and the God both are standing, then whom will I bow to? My master, because he is the one who made me meet the God Almighty.
Sejobai decía, si enfrente a mí se encontraran Dios Omnipotente y mi maestro, enfrente a quién me inclinaría, lo haría enfrente a mi maestro, porque es gracias a él que he encontrado a Dios Omnipotente.
Jise tarah sade teen karam hunde hai sanchet jo hunda hai is janma janma da khata hai kuch ta hun assi bhugt rahe hain kuch eh tu pehle kuch eh tu vi piche bhugt rahe hain.
We have three types of karmas. One of them is the sanchit or the stored karmas.
Tenemos tres tipos de karmas. Uno de ellos es el karma sanchit y son los karmas acumulados.
These are the karmas, some of which we have gone through in the previous births, some we are going through now, and some what we are doing now and what we have done in the past, it's a running account and it's maintained and we'll have to go through them in the next births.
Esta es como una cuenta corriente. Algunos de esos pecados los hemos pagado en vidas anteriores, otros los estamos pagando en esta vida, e incluso las acciones que hacemos en esta vida irán a parar en esa cuenta.
ਤੋ ਪ੍ਰਾਲਵਜ ਹੈ ਸਾਡਾ ਜੋ ਪ੍ਰਾਲਵਜ ਵਿੱਚ ਦੁੱਖ ਸੁੱਖ ਗਰੀਬੀ ਅਮੀਰੀ ਹਾਰੀ ਔਰ ਬਿਮਾਰੀ ਤੰਦਰੁਸਤੀ ਅਸੀਂ ਇਹ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਤੋਂ ਲਿਖਾ ਕੇ ਲਿਆਉਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ.
ਗੋਡ ਆਲ ਮਾਈਟੀ ਰਾਈਟਸ ਇਨ ਐਡਵਾਂਸ ਅਕੋਰਡਿੰਗ ਟੂ ਆਰ ਪ੍ਰਾਲਵਜ ਕਰਮਾਸ ਐਜ਼ ਟੂ ਵੈਦਰ ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਟੂ ਬੀ ਰਿਚ ਔਰ ਪੂਅਰ ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਟੂ ਬੀ ਹੈਲਦੀ ਔਰ ਸਿੱਕ ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਟੂ ਲੀਡ ਅ ਗੁੱਡ ਲਾਈਫ ਔਰ ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਟੂ ਹੈਵ ਡਿਫੀਕਲਟੀਜ਼ ਇਨ ਲਾਈਫ.
De acuerdo a nuestros karmas pralabhat, es que Dios Omnipotente da nuestro destino y en él escribe si debemos tener salud o enfermedad, riqueza o pobreza, felicidad o sufrimiento.
To jehde kriyaman karm hai, assi mint mint second second de saada man jehda hai, kisi di ninda, kisi di chugli, dvet bhav, jhagda eh karda hai.
Our mind is all the time active. Sometimes it backbites somebody, sometimes it criticizes somebody, sometimes it finds faults in others. All this goes into the kriyaman karmas, or those which we are doing now.
Nuestra mente está constantemente ocupada, ya sea criticando a alguien, murmurando de alguien, encontrando fallas en los demás. Todas estas acciones pasan a ser parte de la cuenta de los karmas kriyaman.
ਤੋ ਸਾਡੇ ਦੋ ਕਰਮ ਤਾਂ ਜਦ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਮ ਦੇ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਖਤਮ ਕਰ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿਰਿਆਮਾਨ ਔਰ ਸੰਚੇਤ.
ਵੈਨ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਇਨੀਸ਼ੀਏਟਸ ਹੀ ਫਿਨਿਸ਼ਿਜ਼ ਆਫ ਆਵਰ ਸੰਚਿਤ ਦੈਟ ਇਜ਼ ਅ ਸਟੋਰਡ ਐਂਡ ਕਿਰਿਆਮਾਨ ਦੈਟ ਇਜ਼ ਦੋਟ ਵੀ ਆਰ ਡੂਇੰਗ ਨਾਓ ਕਰਮਾਸ.
ਇਨ ਇਲ ਮੋਮੈਂਟੋ ਇਲ ਕੇ ਇਲ ਮਾਸਟਰੋ ਓਟੋਰਗਾ ਲਾ ਇਨੀਸ਼ੀਏਸ਼ਨ ਇਲ ਬੋਰਰਾ ਲਾ ਕੁਐਂਟਾ ਦੇ ਲੋਸ ਕਰਮਾਸ ਸੰਚਿਤ ਓ ਸੇਆ ਲੋਸ ਕਰਮਾਸ ਅਲਮਾਸੇਨਾਦੋਸ y también los karmas kriyaman, las acciones que hemos cometido hasta ahora.
Para la vez sade sharir de naal hai oh sanu khas khas hi bhugtne pende hai baki guru deya karke darshan deke simran kara ke sade karm sare farak kar denda hai.
Our body exists along with the pralabhat karmas.
Nuestro karma existe paralelamente a los karmas pralabhat.
But even in that the master gives us concession.
Pero incluso en estos karmas el maestro nos hace una concesión.
We have to go through some of those karmas and balance. Master gets finished off by either his mercy or giving his satsang or by making us do simran.
El maestro, ya sea a través de su gracia, a través del satsang o a través de hacernos repetir el simran, ayuda a cancelar alguna parte de los karmas pralavan.
Avi mere asaya mein asalaya Avi mere asaya mein asalaya Suniya ke dard kahani
Maharaj ji bhi kehnde hai ਕਿ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਮੈਂ ਤੇਰੀ ਆਸ ਤੇ ਪੂਰੀ ਜ਼ਿੰਦਗੀ ਨਿਭਾਈ ਹੈ ਹੋਰ ਕੋਈ ਦੂਸਰੀ ਆਸ ਹੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਰੱਖੀ ਹੈ
ਸੰਤ ਜੀ ਸੇਜ਼ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਆਈ ਹੈਵ ਸਪੈਂਟ ਮਾਈ ਹੋਲ ਲਾਈਫ ਔਨ ਹੈਵਿੰਗ ਹੋਪ ਇਨ ਯੂ
ਸੰਤ ਜੀ ਦਸੀਆ ਮਾਸਟਰੋ ਮੀ ਵੀਦਾ ਹਾ ਟ੍ਰਾਂਸਕੁਰਰੀਦੋ ਟੈਨੀਂਡੋ ਐਸਪੇਰਾਂਸਾਸ ਇਨ ਟੀ
ਆਈ ਹੈਵ ਨੋ ਅਦਰ ਹੋਪ
ਨੋ ਟੈਂਗੋ ਓਟਰਾ ਐਸਪੇਰਾਂਸਾ
ਜਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਭੈਣ ਭਾਈ ਮਾਤਾ ਪਿਤਾ ਜੋ ਵੀ ਪਰਿਵਾਰ ਫੈਮਿਲੀ ਵਿੱਚ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਸਾਡਾ ਜੋ ਮੋਹ ਹੈ ਪਿਆਰ ਹੈ ਇਹ ਫੈਮਿਲੀ ਵਿੱਚ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ
ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਦ ਲਵ ਐਂਡ ਅਟੈਚਮੈਂਟ ਵਿਦ ਆਵਰ ਬ੍ਰਦਰਸ ਸਿਸਟਰਸ ਪੇਰੈਂਟਸ ਫੈਮਿਲੀ ਮੈਂਬਰਸ
ਨੋਸੋਟਰੋਸ ਸੈਂਟੀਮੋਸ ਅਮੋਰ ਈ ਟੈਨੇਮੋਸ ਅਪੇਗੋ ਹਾਸੀਆ ਨੁਸਟਰੋ ਪਾਦਰੇ ਨੁਸਟਰਾ ਮਾਦਰੇ ਨੁਸਟਰੋਸ ਹਰਮਾਨੋਸ ਈ ਦੇਮਾਸ ਪਰੀਐਂਟਸ
ਗੁਰੂ ਅਰਜਨ ਦੇਵ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਵੀ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਜਿੱਥੇ ਆਸ਼ਾ ਹੈ ਉੱਥੇ ਬਾਦਸ਼ਾਹ ਹੋ ਜਾਣਾ ਹੈ ਜਨਮ ਜਿੱਥੇ ਆਸ ਹੈ ਹੋ ਜਾਣਾ ਹੈ
ਗੁਰੂ ਅਰਜਨ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਸੇਜ਼ ਵੀ ਵਿਲ ਗੈਟ ਦ ਨੈਕਸਟ ਬਰਥ ਐਟ ਦ ਪਲੇਸ ਵੇਅਰ ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਦ ਹੋਪਸ
ਐਲ ਗੁਰੂ ਅਰਜਨ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਨੋਸ ਦੀਸੇ ਕਿ ਰੈਸੀਵਿਰੇਮੋਸ ਐਲ ਪ੍ਰੋਕਸੀਮੋ ਨਾਸੀਮੀਐਂਟੋ ਦੇ ਅਕੁਰਡੋ ਅਲ ਲੁਗਾਰ ਡੋਂਡੇ ਟੈਂਗਾਮੋਸ ਡੈਪੋਸਿਟਾਦਾਸ ਨੁਸਟਰਾਸ ਐਸਪੇਰਾਂਸਾਸ
ਜਿਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਗੁਰੂ ਬਾਣੀ ਦਾ ਫਰਮਾਨ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਸਾਡੇ ਮਕਾਨ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਕੋਈ ਆਸ਼ਾ ਹੈ ਤਾਂ ਬੂਤ ਬਣ ਜਾਏਗਾ
ਇਟ ਕਮਸ ਇਨ ਗੁਰਬਾਣੀ ਦੈਟ ਇਫ ਐਟ ਦ ਐਂਡ ਆਫ ਆਰ ਲਾਈਫ ਆਰ ਹੋਪਸ ਆਰ ਇਨ ਆਰ ਹਾਊਸਿਸ ਦੈਨ ਦ ਨੈਕਸਟ ਬਰਥ ਇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਆਫ ਅ ਗੋਸਟ
ਸੇ ਦੀਸੇ ਇਨ ਐਲ ਗੁਰਬਾਣੀ ਕਿ ਸੀ ਅਲ ਫਿਨਾਲ ਦੇ ਨੁਸਟਰਾ ਵੀਦਾ Nuestras esperanzas están depositadas en nuestras casas, entonces el próximo nacimiento que recibiremos será el de un fantasma.
Jise tarah is ton baad jo agla janam lega to jithe aasha hai ke beti betiyan de vich hai to suri da janam mil jayega.
If our hopes at the end of our life are in our children, our sons and daughters, then the next birth that we get is that of a pig.
Si al final de nuestros días nuestras esperanzas están depositadas en nuestros hijos, entonces el próximo nacimiento que recibiremos será el de un cerdo.
Jayat maya rupiye paise vich aakhri tak vashna hai manti to srap di chuni mil jayegi.
If at the end of the life our hopes or desires are in the property, the wealth, the money, then the next birth is that of a snake.
Si al final de nuestra vida nuestras esperanzas se encuentran depositadas en nuestras riquezas, entonces el próximo nacimiento que recibiremos será el de una serpiente.
Guru Arjan Dev Maharaj ji bhi kehnde hai ke teen lok mein basta kal chauthe mein base din dayal.
Guru Arjan Dev ji says that kal, the negative powers domain, is in the three planes. It's the fourth plane where the God Almighty resides.
El Guru Arjan Dev Ji nos dice que los tres planos más bajos están bajo el dominio de Kal. Es solo en el cuarto plano que reside Dios.
Sanu koi guru nahi milya, naam nahi milya, satsang nahi milya, assi kithe jaawange, jithe saadi aasha lagi hai, utthe janm ho jayega.
If we have not met a master, we have not attended satsang, we have not been initiated, then after this life, where will we go? We will go depending on our hopes or aspirations at the end of our life.
Si nosotros al final de nuestras vidas no hemos encontrado al maestro, no hemos ido al satsang, no hemos recibido la iniciación, entonces ¿a dónde iremos? Iremos a aquel lugar a donde nuestras esperanzas nos lleven.
Jise tarah pasu panchi hai kise din oh sher saukar si acche si to unna nu parmatma ne milya guru ne milya to unna nu oh joni mili.
Those who are today in the form of animals or birds, one day they were also human beings, And maybe they were richer people, good businessmen.
Aquellos seres que vemos hoy como aves o animales tuvieron en una oportunidad el cuerpo humano e incluso pudieron haber sido más ricos y de mejor posición que nosotros.
Because they did not meet a master, they did not do the devotion of the master. That is why they got the next birth in the lower forms of life.
Pero ellos no encontraron a un maestro, ellos no hicieron la devoción del maestro, y es por eso que en la vida siguiente obtuvieron un nacimiento en una forma baja de existencia.
Pasu de vich ki hai, moh bhi hai, bachche unna de bhi hunde hai, aur insaan de bhi hunde hai.
The animals and human beings both have the love and attachment, and both have children.
Tanto los animales como los humanos tienen amor por sus hijos, apego por sus hijos.
To ki hai ki jithe moh hai, janam othe hunda hai.
The next birth we get is at that place where we have the attachment.
Recibiremos nuestro próximo nacimiento en aquel lugar en donde hemos depositado nuestros apegos.
Ji.
Main aatma teri jave pesh na meri, main aatma teri jave pesh na meri, man kar dae man mani.
Us prabhu parmatma nu jad aatma pukardi hai, to apne bete nu oh bhejda hai.
When the soul calls for the God Almighty, he sends his dear son.
Cuando el alma le hace un llamado a Dios Todopoderoso, entonces él envía a su hijo amado.
Kabir sahib kehnde hai ki jis tarah zamindar kisan hunda hai aur oh til bijda hai, to til de jo bij hai jaise hi upar dodi lag jandi hai ohna vich til lag janda hai. To phir jehde raakh wale til hai oh nahi katda.
Kabir sahib says that a landlord farmer sows the seeds of sesame.
Kabir sahib dice que un agricultor cosecha las cenizas de ajonjolí.
As the plants grow up, in some of the plants there are the buds of sesame.
Cuando estas plantas crecen, en algunas se encontrará el sésamo.
But in some plants the buds are not there. They get converted into ash.
Pero en otras que no han dado fruto, no tienen nada, se convierten en cenizas.
The farmer cuts only those fruits which have sesame.
El agricultor recolecta solo aquellas que tienen el ajonjolí.
He leaves the rest in the farms itself.
Y el resto las deja allí mismo.
To jo prabhu parmatma hai, Guru Bani da farman hai ki jinna ruhan nu guru milna hai eh oh tay ho janda hai pehle.
It comes in Guru Bani that it is decided in advance as to which are the souls which have to be meeting a master during their birth.
Está escrito en el Guru Bani que está predestina, que está ya escrito en nuestro destino qué almas encontrarán a un maestro.
ਜਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਇੱਕ ਕਹਾਣੀ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਉਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਜੈਮਲ ਸਿੰਘ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਸੀ ਤੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਸਤਸੰਗ ਕਰਨਾ ਸੀ.
ਇਟ ਕਮਸ ਇਨ ਅ ਸਟੋਰੀ ਦੈਟ ਬਾਬਾ ਜੈਮਲ ਸਿੰਘ ਜੀ ਹੈਡ ਗਿਵਨ ਅ ਪ੍ਰੋਗਰਾਮ ਆਫ ਸਤਸੰਗ ਸਮਵੇਅਰ.
ਸੇ ਨਾਰਾ ਇਨ ਉਨ ਹਿਸਟੋਰੀਆ ਕਿ ਬਾਬਾ ਜੈਮਲ ਸਿੰਘ ਇਸਤਾਵਾ ਦਾਂਦੋ ਉਨ ਪ੍ਰੋਗਰਾਮ ਆ ਦੇ ਸਤਸੰਗ ਇਨ ਉਨ ਲੁਗਾਰ ਸਪੈਸੀਫਿਕੋ.
ਤੋ ਅੰਬਾ ਵਾਲੇ ਤਸਵੀਰ ਲੈ ਗਏ.
ਹੀ ਵੈਂਟ ਟੂ ਪਲੇਸ ਨੇਮਡ ਅੰਬਾਲਾ ਇਨ ਪੰਜਾਬ ਇਨ ਇੰਡੀਆ.
Él se dirigió a un sitio llamado Ramala en Punjab, en India.
Onanda ek mahina utthe satsang hona si.
The program was that his satsangs would be conducted there for 1 month.
Estaba planeado que él llevaría a cabo satsanes allí por un mes.
Onane Guru Granthi Bani te satsang deta.
He gave the satsang on the writings included in Guru Granth Sahib.
Él basó sus satsanes en los escritos del Guru Granth Sahib.
To Moti Ram jo darji si us nu Hukam Singh ne kiya ke main naam dan lena hai.
There was a person in that town named Hukam Singh who told another person named Moti Ram, who was a tailor, that I want to take initiation.
Había una persona en ese pueblo que se llamaba Hukam Singh, y él le manifestó a Moti Ram, que era un sastre, el deseo de recibir la iniciación.
To kehne lage Maharaj ji ke Moti Ram tu es nu naam na deva.
The master told Moti Ram that please don't insist on initiation being given to Hukam Singh.
El maestro le dijo a Moti Ram, por favor no me insistas en que le otorgue la iniciación a Hukam Singh.
Jo ede karm hai bade zabardast hai.
He has very strong karmas.
Él tiene unos karmas muy pesados.
Moti Ram ne hat dharm kriya ke Maharaj ji enu naam dan zarur bakhsho.
Moti Ram insisted that master please definitely give initiation to Hukam Singh.
Moti Ram insistió y le dijo, maestro, por favor, te pido que le des la iniciación a Hukam Singh.
Maharaj ji ne kiya ke main naam daan de ke fir ithon chala jaunga Bias.
The master said that if I do give initiation to Hukam Singh, then immediately after initiating him, I'll leave this place and go to Bias.
El maestro dijo, si yo le otorgo la iniciación a Hukam Singh, entonces inmediatamente después de la iniciación abandonaré este lugar y me dirigiré hacia Bias.
Moti Ram ne kiya Maharaj ji main Bias aake satsang sun lunga.
Moti Ram said, master, I will come to Bias and listen to satsang.
Moti Ram respondió, maestro, yo iré a Bias y allí escucharé tu satsang.
To udhar naam daan de deta, Maharaj ji ne tanga mangaya aur tange te chale gaye.
The master gave initiation and immediately he left the place on a horse driven cart that he had called for going.
El maestro hizo la iniciación e inmediatamente después se subió en su carruaje y abandonó el lugar.
Raste de vich Maharaj Sahan Singh ji da gaan penda si mehma wala. Maharaj ji ne arz kari ke Maharaj ji darshan dete jao.
On the way, the village of Baba Sawan Singh ji named Mehma Wala was also coming, and Master Baba Sawan Singh requested Baba Jamal Singh, please stop there on the way.
En el camino se encontraba la ciudad de Mahava Bala, donde residía Baba Sawan Singh. El maestro Baba Sawan Singh le pidió a su maestro Baba Jamal Singh que se detuviera allí en esta aldea por un tiempo.
Jamal Singh Maharaj ji ne kiya ke es etwar tu bhi nahi auna hai.
Baba Jamal Singh ji said that he cannot stop there, and he also said, told Baba Sawan Singh ji not to come to attend satsang on the incoming Sunday at Bias.
Baba Jaimal Singh dijo que no podía detenerse allí e incluso le pidió a Baba Sawan Singh que no asistiera al satsang el domingo siguiente.
Sawan Singh Maharaj ji ne is samjh liya ke jad bhi aitwar di chutti hundi Maharaj ji kol jaunde hunde si te oh kehnde bhi apne ghar da kam karo ithe na aaya karo.
Baba Sawan Singh ji thought that he is telling me not to come for satsang because he used to tell him whenever he went on a Sunday on a holiday to attend the satsang that yes, you should come for satsang, but at the same time you should spend time at home and take care of home also.
Baba Sawan Singh pensó, el maestro me dice que no vaya al satsang porque ya en algunas oportunidades él me ha dicho que debo ir al satsang, pero igualmente debo quedarme en mi casa y cumplir con mis trabajos allí.
He thought maybe master is saying this Sunday you should not come for satsang but take care of your family matters.
Él pensó, de pronto lo que el maestro me quiere decir es que este domingo no debo asistir al satsang y en cambio debo cuidar de mis familiares.
Maharaj ji idron Bias panche aur bukhar chad gaya. Jo bibi ruko si hor bhi premi si unhone arz kari ki Maharaj ji tusi dawai khao. Maharaj ji ne kiya ab main 12 din tak koi dawai nahi khaunga.
As soon as Baba Jamal Singh ji reached Bias, he had fever.
Inmediatamente en el momento que Baba Jaimal Singh llegó a Bias, desarrolló una fuerte fiebre.
Bibi Rukko and other Devans requested Master, Master, please take medicine for curing the fever.
Bibi Rukko y otros amados allí presentes le rogaron al maestro que tomara alguna medicina para bajar la fiebre.
The master said, no, for next 12 days I will not take any medicine.
El maestro le respondió, no, en los próximos 12 días yo no tomaré ninguna medicina.
To baby ruko ya kai premi ron lagge Maharaj ji ne kiya nahi main bhi chola nahi chhodunga.
Baby ruko and many other Devans started weeping. But at that time, Master said, "No, I am not leaving the body yet."
Bibi Ruko y otros amados allí presentes empezaron a llorar. El maestro les dijo, "No, aún yo no estoy por abandonar el cuerpo."
Jad Sound Singh Maharaj ji dusre etwar aaye to Maharaj ji nu puchya gaya ki Maharaj ji itna zabardasti bukhar kis tarah chadya tuhanu.
On the next Sunday thereafter, when Baba Sound Singh ji came, he asked Baba Jaiwal Singh ji as to how and why did he have this high grade fever.
15 días después, en el otro domingo, Baba Sawan Singh llegó al satsang y le preguntó a su maestro por qué había tenido fiebre.
Kyunki unhan nu pata si ki sant da apna koi karm nahi hunda, eh ta premiyan da hi karm hunda hai.
Because he was aware that the saints have no karmas of their own and they fall sick only because they take the karmas of the devans.
Porque él sabía y entendía muy bien que los maestros no tienen karmas propios, que ellos se enferman porque asumen los karmas de sus amados.
To Sound Singh Maharaj ji ne kiya, Maharaj ji, aisa kitna karm si kise da?
Sawan Singh ji Maharaj inquired from Baba Jaiwal Singh ji, "Master, whose such strong karma was there?"
Baba Sawan Singh ji le preguntó a Baba Jaiwal Singh, "Maestro, ¿de quién has asumido esos karmas?"
तो महाराज जी जयमल सिंह जी कहने लगे तेरे तो हाजम नहीं होना.
बाबा जयमल सिंह जी टोल्ड बाबा सावन सिंह जी, "यू विल नॉट बी एबल टू डाइजेस्ट इट, यू विल टेल अदर्स."
बाबा जयमल सिंह ने रिस्पोंडियो अ बाबा सावन सिंह, "तू नो एस्टारास इन ग्रेडो दे केडारते कोन एसा इनफॉरमेशन, तू ला डिवुलगारास."
महाराज जी कहने लगे, "तू वायदा कर, कहंदा ठीक है, मैं अपनी तुहाडी जिंदगी च नहीं दसूंगा किसे नू."
ऑन सेइंग ऑफ बाबा जयमल सिंह जी, बाबा सावन सिंह जी प्रॉमिस्ड बाबा जयमल सिंह जी that if he tells him the reason of his having fallen sick, he will not tell it to anybody during the lifetime of Baba Jaiwal Singh.
Baba Sawan Singh le prometió a Baba Jaiwal Singh que si él le contaba el origen de su enfermedad, él prometía no contarlo a nadie mientras Baba Jaiwal Singh estuviera en el cuerpo físico.
Jo Hukam Singh si usse ne kal ne 7 janam tak toye te saadna si garam.
Baba Jaiwal Singh ji told Baba Sawan Singh ji that the negative power had to heat and burn the soul of Hukam Singh on iron plates for next 7 births.
Baba Jaiwal Singh le contó entonces a Sawan Singh y le dijo que el poder negativo tenía preparadas 7 veces en las que debía que quemar el cuerpo de Hukam Singh en planchas de hierro ardiente.
Maharaj ji kehne lage ki ohde karam mainu uthane paye.
Baba Jaiwal Singh said, "I had to take his karmas."
Baba Jaiwal Singh dijo, "Yo tuve que asumir sus karmas."
Sant premia de karm lende hai aur hawa tak nahi nikalne de, kehnde bhi nahi hai ki tere karm laye hain.
Saints take the karmas of devans and they don't even let anybody know that they have taken the karmas of this devan. They don't even let that devan know that they have taken that person's karma.
Los santos asumen los karmas de sus iniciados y no lo promulgan, no le cuentan a nadie e incluso la persona cuyos karmas han asumido no se entera.
Maharaj ji bhi kende hai ki duniya de dukhde sir te uthave bichhdeya malik pher milave.
Sanji says that the masters take the difficulties, the troubles of others on their head and then they make them meet the God Almighty who's separated from them.
Sanji decía que los santos asumen y llevan sobre su cabeza el peso y las dificultades de los demás y aún más ellos les dan la posibilidad de encontrar a Dios Todopoderoso.
Kyunki duniya de dukh hai, mata pita behan bhai jo parivar vich hai, eh kise da dukh nahi le sakda, ek guru hi hai jo dukh le sakda hai jeev da.
Because parents, brothers, sisters, relatives, nobody can take the trouble, sufferings, the troubles of anybody. Only the master can take them.
Porque nuestro padre, nuestra madre, nuestros hermanos y demás parientes, ninguno de ellos estará en grado ni querrá asumir nuestros pecados. Solo el maestro está dispuesto a asumir nuestros pecados.
Kyunki oh ta aap hi papan de thale dabbe hoye hai, dusre de karm kis tarah le sakde hai?
They are themselves under the load of their own sins. How can they take the sins of somebody else?
Las demás personas llevan ya sobre sí la carga de sus propios pecados. ¿Cómo podrán entonces cargar con los pecados de alguien más?
Sí.
Lagi prit na toreo charni apni joreo lagi prit na toreo charni apni joreo ਸਾਨੂੰ ਬਖਸ਼ ਦਿਓ ਸੱਚੀ ਬਾਣੀ।
ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਇੱਕ ਵਾਰ ਨਾਮਦਾਨ ਬਖਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਕਰਨ ਜਾ ਰਹੇ ਸੀ।
ਵਾਂਸ ਸੰਤ ਜੈਬ ਸਿੰਘ ਜੀ ਵਾਸ ਗੋਇੰਗ ਸਮਵੇਅਰ ਟੂ ਗਿਵ ਇਨੀਸ਼ੀਏਸ਼ਨ।
ਇਨ ਉਨਾ ਓਕਾਸੀਓਨ ਸੰਤ ਜੈਬ ਸਿੰਘ ਜੀ ਸੇ ਦਿਰਿਜੀਆ ਆ ਉਨ ਲੁਗਾਰ ਪਰਾ ਦਾਰ ਲਾ ਇਨੀਸ਼ੀਏਸ਼ਨ।
ਤੋ ਇੱਕ ਚੌਧਰੀ ਨੇ ਪੁੱਛਿਆ ਕਿ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਮੈਂ ਸੁਣਿਆ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਜੋ ਜਦ ਨਾਮਦਾਨ ਦਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਤੋ ਜੀਵਤ ਮਰਨਾ ਸਿਖਾਉਂਦੇ ਹੈ। ਤੋ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਨੇ ਕਿਹਾ ਕਿ ਹਾਂ ਮੈਂ ਜੀਵਤ ਮਰਨਾ ਹੀ ਸਿਖਾਉਂਦਾ ਹੈ।
ਪਰਸਨ ਫਰੋਮ ਅ ਪਰਟੀਕੁਲਰ ਕਾਸਟ ਕਾਲਡ ਚੌਧਰੀ ਹੀ ਵਾਸ ਦੇਅਰ ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਆਸਕਡ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਵੈਲ ਆਈ ਐਮ ਟੋਲਡ ਦੈਟ ਮਾਸਟਰਸ ਟੀਚ ਹਾਊ ਟੂ ਡਾਈ ਵਾਈਲ ਲਿਵਿੰਗ।
Una persona perteneciente a la casta Chodri se encontraba allí presente y le dijo al maestro, yo he escuchado que los maestros enseñan a morir en vida.
Master said, yes, I'm going to teach that only.
El maestro le respondió, sí, es eso solamente lo que yo te enseñaré.
ਹਾਂ ਕੀ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਪਾਗ ਜੀਵ ਕਿਸੇ ਦੇ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਲਿਆਏ?
Now how can a jiva get good destiny from somebody else?
Pero ¿cómo puede un alma obtener un buen destino de otra persona?
ਤੋ ਜਦ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਨਾਮਦਾਨ ਬਖਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਗੁਰੂ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ ਤੋ ਜੀਵਤ ਮਰਨਾ ਹੀ ਸਿਖਾਉਂਦਾ ਹੈ।
And the master gives us initiation. He teaches us how to die while living.
Cuando el maestro nos da la iniciación, él nos enseña el método de morir en vida.
Así jad baith ke dhyan laune hai guru da kyunki guru sada sabad hai aur sabad chauthe lok vich aunda hai.
When we sit and contemplate the master, we go within and meet the master.
Cuando nos sentamos y contemplamos al maestro, entonces vamos internamente y nos encontramos con él.
The master comes from the fourth plane.
El maestro viene del cuarto plano.
Despite the master telling that I am going to teach dying while living, that individual did not come to learn that because he didn't have good destiny.
Pero incluso después de que el maestro le había dicho a este individuo que le enseñaría a morir en vida, esta persona no llegó a la iniciación porque no tenía un buen destino.
Así, guru ni milia, naam ni milia, o dhyan kida laega, dunia de jo saman hai, dunia di koi cheez bani hoi hai, e sada ni rehni, e teh jani hai, khatam ho jani hai, phir jeev kithe jayega.
If we have not met the master, we have not been initiated, then whom will we contemplate?
Si no hubiéramos encontrado al maestro, si no hubiéramos recibido la iniciación, entonces ¿a quién contemplaríamos?
Being worldly people, we can only think of worldly things, but all the worldly things are changeable and they are going to be destroyed.
Siendo mundanos como somos, solo podemos pensar en las cosas del mundo, pero las cosas del mundo son perecederas, todas se destruirán.
Then those who have the thoughts, the hopes of those things, where will they go?
Aquellos que tienen los deseos y esperanzas por estas cosas del mundo, ¿a dónde irán a parar?
Guru bina jeev janmda aur marda rehnda hai.
Without the master, a jiva keeps taking birth and dying.
Sin un maestro, un alma continúa naciendo y muriendo.
Jad guru mil janda hai, dharmraj de kagad phade jande hai, dharmraj de vich lekha koi nahi rehnda.
Once we are initiated by a master, then our account of deeds with the lord of death are wiped off. That account is not maintained there thereafter.
Después de que recibimos la iniciación, entonces la cuenta de nuestras acciones, la cuenta que lleva el señor del juicio, se borrará, no existirá más.
Kyunki jab lekha bhi nahi reha to jab bhi aayega guru hi aayega aur sabd vich atma sama jayegi.
And since our account with the lord of death is finished, when we leave the body, it's a master who comes takes our soul and our soul gets united with Shabad.
Y como nuestra cuenta, la cuenta que teníamos con el Señor del Juicio queda cancelada, entonces en el momento de nuestra muerte es el Maestro quien viene, lleva nuestra alma y la une con el Shabda.
Jise tarah sagar samundar hai aur boond hai, oh kali hai, ise tarah atma aur parmatma hai, atma parmatma vich sama jandi hai.
The drop of water is when it's a very small thing, an ocean is a huge piece of water. But ultimately, that drop of water joins with the ocean.
Una gota de agua es algo muy pequeño, y el océano es algo muy grande lleno de agua. Pero al final, aquella gota de agua se vuelve una con ese océano.
Similarly, soul is a part of God Almighty, which has been separated from God Almighty, and ultimately it unites with the God Almighty.
Similarmente, el alma es una pequeña parte de Dios Todopoderoso, y esa alma también se unirá y se volverá una con Dios Todopoderoso.
Tan tan kirpal ji date din dayal ji, tan tan kirpal ji दाते दीन दयाल जी, टूटी गांडी अजायब दितानी।
महाराज जी भी कहते हैं कि सतगुरु धन है, जो मैं बिछड़ी आत्मा सी, तेरे तू पता नहीं कितने योग हो गए हैं और तेरे नाल मिल गई है तो सुख प्राप्त हो गया है.
Sanji says, "Oh Master, you are great."
Sanji dice, "Oh Maestro, tú eres grandioso."
My soul was separated since long from God Almighty, and now that I have united with you, I have got all happiness.
Desde hace mucho tiempo mi alma estaba separada de Dios Todopoderoso, pero desde que me he unido contigo he obtenido la felicidad absoluta.
क्योंकि जब गुरु मिल गया, नाम मिल गया, सत्संग मिल गया है, साड़ा जन्म मरण जड़ा है समाप्त हो जाता है.
Once we meet the master, we get the नाम, we attend the satsang, then our births and death cycle ends.
Cuando encontramos al maestro, vamos al satsang y obtenemos la iniciación, entonces nuestro ir y venir en el ciclo de nacimientos y muertes termina.
एक बार सावन सिंह महाराज जी सत्संग कर रहे थे.
Once Baba Sawan Singh Ji was giving a satsang.
En una ocasión Baba Sawan Singh Ji estaba dando un satsang.
To satsang samapat ton baad che prasad banta janda si.
The prasad used to be served, distributed at the end of satsang.
Y se acostumbraba distribuir el prasad al final del satsang.
Ek aadmi uthya kehne lagya ki prasad jhootha hai ya kis tarah hai.
One day one got up and inquired whether out of this prasad it has been eaten or not, whether it is contaminated or not.
Un amado allí presente se puso de pie y preguntó si ese prasad lo había probado alguien, si estaba contaminado o no.
Sawan Singh Maharaj ji kehne lage, jhootha bhi hai, nahi bhi hai.
Baba Sawan Singh ji replied, well, it has been eaten up also and not also.
Baba Sawan Singh ji le respondió, de una cierta manera lo han probado, pero de otra no.
Aadmi kehne lagya, dono baat kis tarah ho sakdi hai?
That man said, how can both the things happen at the same time?
Ese hombre exclamó, ¿cómo pueden suceder las dos cosas al tiempo?
Maharaj ji ne kya, dono ho sakdi hai?
Master replied, both can happen.
El maestro respondió, las dos cosas pueden suceder.
Jad asi उठ के उस प्रभु परमात्मा नो अर्ज करते हैं, अरदास करते हैं.
When we get up and pray to the God Almighty.
Cuando nosotros nos levantamos él y le imploramos a Dios Todopoderoso.
कि सतगुरु आपका प्रसाद तैयार है, आपको भोग लगे, आपका शीतल प्रसाद साथ संग दे रसना दे लायक हो.
That master, your prasad is ready, may it be eaten by you and may it be fit for being distributed to the devans.
Y se le dice, maestro, este es tu parshat, haz en modo tal que pueda ser consumido por mí y por los amados del sangat.
ਜਦ ਗੁਰੂ ਨੇ ਖਾ ਲਿਆ ਹੈ, ਗੁਰੂ ਨੇ ਭੋਗ ਲਾ ਲਿਆ ਹੈ, ਤਾਂ ਸਾਡਾ ਜੋ ਪ੍ਰਸਾਦ ਬਣ ਗਿਆ ਹੈ ਅੰਮ੍ਰਿਤ ਬਣ ਗਿਆ ਹੈ।
ਇਫ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਹੈਜ਼ ਈਟਨ ਆਊਟ ਆਫ ਇਟ ਦੈਨ ਇਟ ਹੈਜ਼ ਬਿਕਮ ਦ ਨੈਕਟਰ ਫਾਰ ਅਸ।
Y si el maestro lo ha probado, entonces él se convierte en el néctar para nosotros.
Then it has become prasad.
En ese momento se convierte en parshad.
Agar guru ne nahi khaya, guru ne bhog li nahi karya hai, to sada jo prasad hai eh bekar gaya.
If the master has not eaten out of it, then this prasad is no use for us.
Si el maestro no ha comido nada de ese de esa comida, entonces ese parshad no nos servirá a nosotros.
ਕੋਈ ਪ੍ਰਸ਼ਾਦ ਬੰਦੇ ਦਾ ਜੂਠਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਆਉਂਦਾ, ਉਹ ਤਾਂ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਹੈ ਗੁਰੂ।
ਪ੍ਰਸ਼ਾਦ ਇਜ਼ ਨਾਟ ਸਮਥਿੰਗ ਆਊਟ ਆਫ ਵਿਚ ਦੀ ਹਿਊਮਨ ਬੀਇੰਗਸ ਹੈਵ ਈਟਨ, ਇਟਸ ਇਟ ਹੈਜ਼ ਬੀਨ ਆਫਰਡ ਟੂ ਦੀ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਫਾਰਮ ਆਫ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ।
ਇਲ ਪ੍ਰਸ਼ਾਦ ਨੋ ਇਸ ਆਲਗੋ ਦੇ ਲੋ ਕੁਆਲ ਲੋ ਸੇਰੇਸ ਹੁਮਾਨੋਸ ਆਜਾਂ ਕੋਮੀਦੋ। ਇਲ ਪ੍ਰਸ਼ਾਦ ਇਸ ਆਲਗੋ ਓਫਰੇਸੀਦੋ ਆ ਲਾ ਫੋਰਮਾ ਦੇਲ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਦੇਲ ਮਾਇਸਟਰੋ।
ਇਟਸ ਨਾਟ ਕੰਟਾਮੀਨੇਟਿਡ ਬਾਈ ਹਿਊਮਨ ਬੀਇੰਗਸ,
ਨੋ ਇਸਟਾ ਕੰਟਾਮੀਨਾਦੋ ਪੋਰ ਲੋ ਸੇਰੇਸ ਹੁਮਾਨੋਸ।
ਅਵਿਸ਼ਯ ਤੋਂ ਦ੍ਰਿਸ਼ਟੀ ਨਾਲ ਅੰਮ੍ਰਿਤ ਬਣਾ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ।
With his sight, the master converts poison into nectar.
Con solo mirarlo, el maestro puede convertir el veneno en néctar.
Maharaj ji bhi kehnde hunde si ke kise bande da jhootha nahi hunda hai aur na hi koi satsang de vich kise nu jhootha denda hai.
Sanji used to say that what is given is not contaminated by any human being, and even if a human being has eaten out of some food, he doesn't give that food to any other person.
Sanji solía decir que el parshat que se distribuye no ha sido contaminado por los seres humanos y que si un amado tiene su parshat y ha comido de él, no debería compartirlo con los demás.
Mahatma kende hai ki na ta jhootha dende hai agar den te kamai jandi hai.
The saints do not let anyone eat out of that from which they have themselves eaten, because if they allow someone to do that, then their wealth goes, that wealth of naam goes.
Los santos nunca le permiten a las personas que están con ellos comer lo de donde ellos hayan comido, porque si sucede esto, entonces la riqueza que ellos han obtenido se pierde.
Kyunki jada mahatma raat din jagega ohne apni kamai muft nahi lutauni hai.
The saint who day and night is doing the devotion of naam will not want his wealth of naam to be wasted.
Aquel santo que día y noche está haciendo la devoción del Naam no querrá que la riqueza del Naam que él ha obtenido se pierda.
Guru, pyari Saad Sangh ji, jaisa Satguru Ajay Singh ne bulaya hai, waisa bol deta hai, bolne mein koi galti hai, sangat to maafi mangde hain. Jo premier ne translator kariya hai, agar bolne mein koi galti hai, sangat to maafi mangde hain.
Beloved dear ones of the Master, the way Master Ajay Singh has made me speak, I have spoken. If there is any mistake in my speaking, I seek forgiveness from dear ones.
Queridos amados de mi maestro, he dicho aquellas palabras que mi maestro Sant Ajay Singh ji me ha hecho decir. Si he cometido algún error en mi hablar, le pido a los amados me perdonen.
The dear ones have done the translation, and for the mistakes committed by them during translation also, we seek forgiveness from dear ones.
Los amados han llevado a cabo la traducción y por los errores cometidos en la misma le pedimos a los amados que nos perdonen.
The hymn just now read out is a prayer from the disciple to his master. He says, it is you who has lacerated my mind, my heart. There is no other remedy other than your own self. Remedy of this heart only lies in your hands. No other doctor can heal it up. You are going away, but don't forget us. That is a prayer, you see. Well, Master does not forget, that's right. But still, out of the anguished heart, you see, comes out the words from a disciple. Therefore, God says, don't forget us. We cannot forget you, but you also don't forget us. We are, after all, your own, you see. If you forget us, who will? What will be our own remedy, you see? So, the heart which is aching for just having a glimpse of the Master, you see, what a remedy can there be for that? Nothing else, no words, consolation will have, you see. Once it so happened, in the time of Lord Krishna, that there were many gopis, you see, they were very much in love of Lord Krishna. So he remained away for some time, say about 6-8 months or so. So they could not reach him. And they were crying like, you see, separation is a very bad thing. Two times are very difficult. For a man who has love in his heart, to have love in his heart for someone. One, the time which is just passed in awaiting. And the other time when he leaves. Both times are very hard times. So Lord Krishna sent one Udo, messenger, go and console them, you see. Console them, well, look here, God is everywhere, Master is everywhere. He is in your heart of hearts, he is the very controlling power in your own self, in the body. Why are you worried? He is the soul of your soul, this and that thing, many things. So he went, he preached to all those, to the best he could, you see. With all that, they heard very calmly, and last of all, told him, oh Udo, what you say is all right. But tell us, the eyes which are yearning to see that grading form of the Master, what is the remedy with you for that? So this is a prayer from the disciple to the Master, well, don't forget us. And generally you'll find, usually, as a matter of fact, the Master never forgets himself. He says, well, I had only one heart. That you have taken possession of that now. What to do? We can think of no other than you yourself. Your mind cannot be, heart cannot be 10, 20. You can devote one here, then there, then there. It's only one heart. Well, it is the throne of God. Don't let anybody sit on that except God. What we do, we just let every worldly things sit on there and dethrone God. So Master, you see, Guru Arjan says, the Master loves and remembers his disciples with every breath. You see, can mother forget his children, small children? He might be working here, there, anywhere, you see, in the kitchen, everywhere, child is lying in his room. But if there's a connection, little children's child moves there, yeah, then his milk began to, you see, come from the breast. The child, little cry, she at once runs and needs everything, maybe most valuable. Similarly, you see. We are all children of God, the God in man. He does not forget us. But the yearning of the heart, you see, the disciple does pray like that. Well, don't forget us. Even if you go away, we are yours after all. But I tell you, it is mother first who loves us, the child. Child's love is only reciprocal. The love that a master has for his children, for his disciple, for his children, he looks on the level of God in him. He loves his disciples as hundreds of others won't love his children. But he loves his soul, development of the soul. With no consideration, no recompense, nothing of it. mother may be loving the children, you see, with the hope when they will grow up, they will help us, this and that thing, in our old days, they will become our stake. But Master doesn't need that. He simply sees that, hey, they're all, the souls are my, the God in him thinks that he's my children. The more we have that yearning like that, you see, the more our mind is cleansed of all grass of the world, wiped away with the tears which roll down from the eyes, that water. With that water only, these doors of the filth of many bus paths can be washed away. Mother Room says at one place, if you want to go to the place of pilgrimage, the Mecca, so there are two ways from India, you see, one is through the sea, the other on the land. But the way on the land is very sandy, you see. There's dirt of water, there are no communications to the deserts of Arabia. So it's very hard to reach the place of pilgrimage if you go on foot or even on horses, you see, because in the sands no car can go, you see. And there's a way through the sea, and that takes you quicker there in 3 days. So he says, well, look here, if you want to have a pilgrimage of God, well, come through the waters of tears, you see. You go quicker rather than you go through land or sands. What is that meant by that? Any prayers, any rites or ritual performed, the reading of scriptures with dry hearts, like gymnastic, mechanical, that won't help you to lead God. Just you read scriptures, your heart should be full, and that heart should overflow twice. You know. There was one pandit, you see, he was relating a story of Rama. Well, there was one illiterate man, you see. He was sitting, he was reading out in Sanskrit language, and he was shedding tears like that. The pandit thought perhaps he had followed me very well, you see. When the talk was over, he called him and looked at, you understood my talk, sermon very well. He said, I have not followed a word of you. Then why were you crying and weeping? Then I had that scene of Lord Rama before me. My heart was full and shedding tears all through the scene. I never had a word of what you told. So this heart of love, you see, this is the foreshadow of the coming things. When rain comes, there are clouds come before. When there are blossoms in the trees, fruit-growing trees, there is hope of fruit. Similarly, the heart which is full of anguish, you see, yearning, overflowing with tears, you see, from the eyes. Such a one, you see, heart can reach God quickest. And you'll see, sometimes we never remember God, you see. Days and days pass away. We never think of that. By keeping diary, there's one thing very important, as you're not in all aspects of it. That during the day you are remembering the God in it. You see? Otherwise you won't remember it. At least at night you remember what I have been doing when I have to send it. Diary. Isn't that a great blessing? We never realize the truth of the things which are given. And all the time you say, oh my God, I have to not to do this, not to, always thinking of the Master. The God in him. So such a heart, you see, becomes the fittest to receive him in a quicker way. So that was a prayer like that, very full of pathos and yearning, you see. Oh Master, you are going but don't forget us. We cannot remember you unless you remember us. That's our love is reciprocal, as I told you. So when you sit together, two men sit together, two disciples of the Master, naturally the remembrance of the Master comes. That is the first thing. When you are asked to just don't miss attending the group meeting, when you sit together, you think of the Master. One says of his own, says, well, this is like that, the other is like that. That way, the remembrance is revived. This is another thing. When you, that is why Christ said, when more than one man sits in my name, I am there. And moreover, you dwell for receptivity. So God, you see, when Master initiates anybody, he resides with him for very time, from very that time. And never leaves him unless he takes him to the lap of the Father. And that is what is called God's power or Guru power or Christ power, you see. So such like attitude makes us fit. Such like time spent when it comes to just sit in sweet movement, you will have response from it. So these are some of the poems written in my being when I was away from my Master. Yes. This state of mind, you see, cannot express in words. It has not been given to words to express the feelings of the heart, you see, yearning of the heart. So such like attitude radiates in the atmosphere. They go to cleanse all foreign, external thoughts for the time being. It is just like, you see, ego, when it comes in, no spell is there. So when the eagle of love comes anywhere, you see, no thoughts come arise there. So all Masters say, well, look here, the heart is the, they've given you as a sacred trust. Don't misappropriate it. It's meant for God, and that only God sits on that throne, nobody. So such like prayers, they help me. These things are only come out, you see, afresh from every heart, gush out of the heart. Only such like prayers help. Sometimes you watch some models, I mean some specimens of prayers as given by Masters. That is only such like words that they give out should come off the very heart, gush out from very heart. Only mechanical repeating something that can affect this. If you love him, you see, you abide in his heart, let my words abide in you and you abide in me. How can you abide in him when you remember? The more you know, the more he reacts, you see. And what does it cost? Anything? And time flies away like anything. At a time of separation from Master, at least, sometimes for 8 months, and these things came out of my heart. Heart is only one, or two, or three, how many you got? One. Yeah. You want heart, you see. When you give your heart, what remains? Where the heart goes, everything goes, you see. Body and soul both. This is what is meant by surrender and devotion. Simply in intellectual ways or philosophic ways of thinking this and all that. Prabhupada says, if the learned man come to know a little iota of what madness we've got, yearning for the Lord, they will leave, forget everything and they will dance like anything. Such a heart is the abode of the Lord, you see. Even when we say prayers, we are thinking of the worldly children, such and such, such and such. Tulsidas says, just clean your mind so that God may, your beloved may manifest there. Then he defines what is called cleansing, what is cleaning of the heart. He says, a heart in which no thought other than the God comes. That's the pure heart. With no other thought, you see, comes up, you see, except God. Love of God, yearning of God, such a heart is it, things really God manifests. That is why it is said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Purity means that.